Today's podcast is from Sunday Worship on the 28th of June. And I want to give a special welcome to everyone listening by telephone today. I hope you're all doing well and hope you enjoy today's service. Good afternoon, everyone. I just want to welcome you all to our Sunday online worship time here at Mount Kirk, linked with Greenock East End Church. And especially want to welcome anyone watching today who perhaps wouldn't normally worship with us on a Sunday morning when our church buildings are open. The church is not a club. Worship is open for everybody to come along and also to listen in on Sundays. It's fantastic to have as many people listening in as possible. So please do share this live stream with your friends, or maybe tag people you think might be interested. The more the merrier. It'd be fantastic to have more people watching, and I've been really encouraged by the number of people watching each Sunday. It's been fantastic each week. And also a warm welcome to those watching from further afield, out with Greenock and other parts of Scotland, and also around the world as well. I know there's a number of folks watching in the United States, and we also have Alexis and family watching us from France as well. And a wee shout out to our friends Ted and Ellen in Virginia, who I think have been joining us every week for our online service. So a warm welcome to you as well. And we find ourselves today again, not in normal circumstances, worshipping in our church building. And I know that's becoming very frustrating for many of you. And I know lots of people are wondering, when are we going to be able to get back into the church again? At the moment, that's still very difficult. We haven't received any instruction from the government. The Church of Scotland hasn't as to when that may be possible. I think it's looking more likely that we may be allowed back into the building in some form for at least limited worship from perhaps August onwards. But we're not absolutely sure about that. I know some churches have opened for private prayer, but there's an awful lot of restrictions around that. But we're probably looking at August, realistically, for at least starting some form of worship, but that may be with limited people. But we'll certainly keep you posted about that as things develop. And again, we're having to be guided by the government on these things. And with the situation, there's lots of things that would normally happen at this time of year that haven't been able to happen in the normal way. And one of those things is kids finishing school this past week. Normally there would be prize givings, there would be proms, there would be a big celebration for kids ending school. And I know that's been difficult for many young people. We've had a couple of photographs sent in I wanted to share with you. There's a number of young people in our regular congregation who are either leaving school altogether or moving up to high school. So I've got a couple of photos to share with you. There's Ross. And Ross had picked up his school leavers prizes and different gifts he got from Craigmarlock School. And this is Ross's final year, so he's leaving this year to do bigger things and better things, I'm sure. Ross has done very well at school, and we wish you all the best, Ross, for the future and whatever you decide to do. And also our own daughter Eden finished primary 7 in the Gaelic unit at Windhill Primary, and Eden is moving on to Glasgow Gaelic High School after the summer. And so congratulations to Eden for doing so well, and the prizes she got as well. I apologise if I've missed any young people out. There's just a couple of photos for kids that are maybe moving up to another school or leaving school altogether. But if you have any photographs like that of maybe you know, children or your grandchildren finishing up at school or prizes or things that they got, you know, please send them in. I'm more than happy to share them all. So please keep our young people in your prayers just now. I know that's been very tough for them. Many of them not been able to meet with their classmates as well. So we're going to begin our worship today. Feel free to sing along with the words as they appear on the screen, whether you're at home. I can't imagine there's many people sitting in their garden today. The weather is absolutely terrible out there at the moment, but please worship wherever you are at the moment. This is Love Divine, All Loves Excelling.
Divine, all loves excelling, joy of heaven to earth come down, fix in us thy humble dwelling, all thy faithful mercies crown, Jesus, thou art all compassion. Before thee, lost in wonder, love, and
So a big thanks to New Scottish Hymns for allowing us to use that video of the hymn they recorded a few weeks ago. We're going to pray now, so wherever you are at home, feel free to pray along. If maybe you're watching for the first time today and you're not sure about praying, just listen to what's being said, and you know, in your own thoughts, you know, take your thoughts to God. So let's pray together. Lord, as we gather together in our homes this Lord's Day, we gather together in worship and praise and thanksgiving. We join together through our common faith in Jesus Christ and in his gospel that brings us into the body of Christ, your people throughout the whole world. We join with all your people today as we bring our praises and our prayers. Lord, we come to be reminded that you are Almighty God, the Creator and Maker of all things, and Father of all. That you made everything in this universe by the power of your words. You spoke, and there was light, and the stars and planets came into being. You breathed life into human beings and made Adam and Eve in your image. Lord, you made us in your image, and we are precious to you. We thank you for the gift of life. We thank you for the many benefits and gifts that we enjoy each and every day. We thank you for, especially in this season, health. We thank you for freedom. We thank you for liberty. We thank you for shelter and for food. We thank you for the gift of family and for the gift of love and friendship. And Lord, as we bring our worship today, we also give thanks for the most precious gift of all, your Son, Jesus, our Saviour. We give thanks that Jesus lived on this earth, lived the most pure and holy and perfect life, and offered that life as a sacrifice on the cross for our sins. That as Jesus received in his own body the punishment for our sin, so we receive your forgiveness and your grace and your mercy. For Jesus himself told us no greater love has any man than this, than to lay down his life for his friends. We thank you that Jesus laid down his life for each one of us. And we thank you for the gift of the Holy Spirit today, the one who fills us with your peace and with your joy and with your presence, the one who is always walking beside us, the one who strengthens us and guides us, the one who empowers us to follow Christ and helps us to obey your commands. So Lord, as we bring our worship today, fill us with your peace and with an increased knowledge of your love and your goodness towards us this day. And bless our worship time together. And so we all join together now as we pray the prayer that Jesus taught his first disciples, as we say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For yours is the kingdom, the power and the glory forever. Amen. We're going to sing again as we continue to worship. We're now going to sing together Amazing Grace. We're now going to hear a reading from Isaac, who's going to read Psalm 145.
Psalm 145. I will proclaim your greatness, my God and King. I will thank you forever and ever. Every day I will thank you. I will praise you forever and ever. The Lord is great and is to be highly praised. His greatness is beyond understanding. What you have done will be praised from one generation to the next. They will proclaim of your mighty acts. They will speak of your glory and majesty, and I will meditate on your wonderful deeds. People will speak of your mighty deeds, and I will proclaim your greatness. They will tell all about your goodness, and sing about your kindness. The Lord is loving and merciful, slow to become angry, and full of constant love. He is good to everyone, and has compassion on all he made. All your creatures, Lord, will praise you, and all your people will give you thanks. They will speak the glory of your royal power, and tell of your might, so that everyone will know your mighty deeds and the glorious majesty of your kingdom. Your rule is eternal, and you are king forever. The Lord is faithful to his promises. He is merciful in all his acts. He helps those who are in trouble. He lifts those who have fallen. All living things look hopefully to you, and you give them food when they need it. You give them enough and satisfy the needs of all. The Lord is righteous in all he does, merciful in all his acts. He is near to those who call him with sincerity. He supplies the needs of those who honor him. He hears their cries and saves them. He protects everyone who loves him. But he will destroy the wicked. I always praise the Lord. Let all his creatures praise his holy name. Forever.
Okay, a big thanks to Isaac for reading that psalm for us today. And today we're going to be asking the question, what is prayer? And over the next few weeks, we're going to be taking a deeper look into how Jesus taught his disciples to pray. But today we're taking this psalm that Isaac just read and seeing what we can learn about prayer from the psalm. But we're going to make this a little bit more interactive today for those maybe watching or listening on Facebook. And I have a couple of questions for you. But the first one is, what is prayer to you? What is prayer to you? You can type in the comments in the post for this video and let me know, what is prayer to you? I'll just wait and see what people say. I realise this might be a little bit odd for people who are maybe watching the recording of this. It may not work so well for you, but for those who are watching live on Facebook, this will make sense. But if you can maybe type in the comments, what is prayer for you? Okay, someone's saying that prayer brings comfort. So yeah, that's certainly one aspect of prayer. Prayer brings comfort. Conversation with Jesus. So it's about a relationship for many people. Prayer is about a relationship. Someone says a pipeline to God, speaking to God, talking to God. Conversation with God and also taking our needs to God. The things that worry us, the things that concern us, someone is saying. Seeking help from the Lord, and especially during this difficult time of lockdown, it's an important thing as well. Speaking to God, talking to God, someone else says. Giving thanks to God, that's another important aspect of prayer, I think, as well. Giving thanks for what we have, giving thanks to God for everything. So thank you everyone who responded to that. The reason I asked that question is because it's been reported recently that since the beginning of the coronavirus lockdown, there have been an increased interest in prayer by many people right across the country. And that's not just true of the UK or Scotland, it's true of many nations across the world. Even the most secular of countries, there has been a renewed interest in prayer. And this first got picked up on Google because Google tracks all the things that people are searching on the internet. And round about the middle of March, right through into April and into May, there has been a huge surge of interest in the topic of prayer. So lots of people are searching on how to pray. How do I go about praying? How do I start praying? How do I learn to pray? So it's something many, many people are interested in. I'm just going to show you something for a second. Tear Fund had commissioned a study into this. I think it sparked their interest, and they commissioned a small study into this phenomenon just to see if it was true. And this is what they discovered. According to research launched by Tear Fund and conducted by Savanta Comres, many in the UK are turning to prayer during this crisis. A third of UK adults, 33%, have prayed since the beginning of the pandemic. And of those surveyed, 30% of 18 to 34-year-olds pray regularly, compared to 25% of over 55s. Now, that is very interesting. It's largely young people who are going onto Google, going onto the internet and looking up information on prayer and are actually praying at the moment. And this is another section from that report, and it says, of course, those who pray will be of all faiths, and interestingly, one or two will have no faith at all, but these statistics nonetheless challenge the assumption that religious faith is on its way out. It's irrelevant to the vast majority of people. But the research also covered those who watch or listen to religious services. So, for example, you know, online streaming such as this service today. And this was 24% of the population overall, or 76% of those who regularly went to church before the pandemic. In other words, there's a lot of people watching services who weren't going to church before. And the proportion accessing those services remotely was much higher among 18 to 34-year-olds, about 34% of the population, compared to those aged 55 or older. Now, that may just reflect in some way the number of mobile phones used by younger people, but I don't think it's just that. And it also goes on to say, in 1 in 20 UK adults, that's 5% of the population, who say they've watched or listened to a religious service since the lockdown, have never been to church before. That's quite incredible, you know, to think about that, that there are many, many people taking an interest in prayer at the moment who perhaps would never have been to church, perhaps never prayed before in their life. So I thought it may be helpful, because I know there's a number of people maybe watch our live stream services who maybe aren't used to being around church, or maybe interested in the Christian faith, exploring Christian faith, and maybe wondering about prayer as well. How do you go about praying? And I think even for those that have been followers of Jesus for many, many years, it's still something we need to come back to and think about. You know, how do we pray? What does it mean to pray? So what is prayer? And I think the responses that people gave a few minutes ago kind of help us think about that. I think it's first of all a relationship with God. It's about living every day with God. I have one other question for you. I know some people touched on it in the responses, but what would you say are the benefits of prayer to you personally? What are the benefits of prayer? And please, you know, feel free to type some things in the comments below. When someone said earlier, gaining strength, I mean, that's a benefit of prayer, isn't it? And especially important during the current situation when, you know, many, I think everybody's emotions have been up and down and wondering what's going to happen next. When are we coming out of lockdown? Lots of people are concerned for family, for health. Maybe you know some people who have had coronavirus or been in hospital. And so all of these things direct our prayers. Someone else says support from God as well. Receiving answers from God. These are all important things. Comfort and peace. A sense of peace, maybe when you feel in turmoil on the inside, prayer can bring peace. I was going to share a quote with you. It's from an American pastor called Tim Keller. Tim Keller was the former pastor of Redeemer Presbyterian Church in New York City. And he wrote a book on prayer a few years ago. And this is what he said. Prayer is the way to experience a powerful confidence that God is handling our lives well, that our bad things will turn out for good, and our good things cannot be taken from us, and the best things are yet to come. And I don't think that is saying that everything's going to go well all the time for us, but when we hand those things over to God, even the bad things, God can turn it to good as we hand them over to God in prayer. Incidentally, I know some of you may have heard of Pastor Keller before, and others you never have heard of him at all, but if you could please keep him in your prayers. He was diagnosed with pancreatic cancer just a couple of weeks ago, and so please keep him and his family in your prayers just now. You know, nowhere in the Bible are we going to find a dictionary definition of what prayer is, but when we think of the psalm that Isaac read earlier on, Psalm 45 in itself is a prayer. And we can learn a lot about prayer even by looking at this psalm. And the first thing that we see in the psalm is that prayer is first of all a habit. It says in verse 2 of Psalm 45, and if some of you maybe have Bibles at home, you may want to follow along. Just as I take us through this, that may be helpful to you. So Psalm 145, and I'm just looking at the first part at the moment. And it says in verse 2, every day I will praise you and extol your name forever and ever. So the psalmist is saying, every day I will come to God in prayer and worship. It's not just something for a Sunday. It's not just something for when we're in a crisis. It's not just something for when we're desperate for God to do something. But something that should be a daily habit. And I know that's easier said than done. You know, we live in a very busy world. We live in a world that's full of distractions. But to have a relationship with God, a relationship that is real, prayer should be very natural. It should be, you know, talking to God, listening to God. And if you have a relationship with any other person, any other human being, you would talk to them. You know, maybe you have people that you've been keeping up with during this lockdown by telephone that you haven't been able to meet in person. Maybe you talk to certain people every day or as much as possible. And it's important to talk, to have a relationship with someone. And so we need to go to God daily or as often as we can. Even as you're going about your ordinary everyday business, it can be working in the house, it could be driving in the car, it could be while you're out for a walk. You know, you can even pray when you're busy doing other things, you know. You can pray in your mind, in your thoughts. You don't actually have to say words either to pray. God already knows. God knows what's in your heart. God knows your thoughts, your thinking. And then we see in the psalm that prayer is also praise. It's worshipping God as well. Psalm 145 verse 3 says, "Great is the Lord and most worthy of praise." You know, sometimes when we come to pray, it can be tempting to start asking for things. It can be tempting to give God a big list of the things that we want him to do for us. And yes, God wants us to ask, but prayer, I think, is also worship. And when we look at the Lord's Prayer next week and we see other prayers in the Bible, they don't start off by people asking for stuff. They start off with worship and praise and being reminding ourselves who God is. And God is worthy of our praise. And so when we approach God, when we come to him, we should start with recognizing that God is almighty, that God is amazing, that God is our creator, that God is the one holding this universe together. And that's where we have to start. And then thirdly, we see in the psalm that prayer is also thanksgiving. I think a few people had mentioned that in the comments earlier, that prayer is also giving thanks to God as well for everything. It's giving thanks to God for what he's already done. And we see that in the psalm in verse 11. It says, "They will tell of the glory of your kingdom and speak of your might and all the things that you have done." You know, the person who wrote this psalm, probably King David, thinking about all the incredible things that God had done for the people of Israel. And it's so important that we never forget what God has already done for us. And that is so important in the toughest of times. And when we feel, sometimes when it seems like God isn't listening, or it seems like God isn't answering a particular prayer, and that can be very tough. And it doesn't necessarily mean that God can't hear. God is listening all the time. But as we'll maybe see in the weeks ahead, you know, sometimes God's answers are different for different times. Sometimes we're not asking according to God's will. Sometimes it's the wrong timing for something. Sometimes God's answer can be no, and we perhaps don't understand why God might say no to certain things. But God alone knows the reason for that. But in the toughest of times, it's so important that we remind ourselves of what God has already done. And the people of Israel had been in slavery in their early history in Egypt for 400 years. And then later on, they found themselves in captivity in Babylon. And throughout their history, you can see as you read through the scriptures, they reminded themselves of what God had already done. When they were in Babylon, they clung on to what God had already done for them in the past and the promises that God had made to them. And it's so important that we do that as well, as we come to God in prayer each day. Thank God for what he has already done. And thank God for what he's still doing. And we get that sense in the psalm as well. In verse 13, it says, "Your kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and your dominion endures through all generations." You know, God's work is not done yet. God is still in the business of doing things in this world. As we will see in the following weeks, we pray in the Lord's Prayer, "Your kingdom come, your will be done." And that's in a sense that we rely on God doing things now. That God is still active. Jesus is still risen. Jesus is still on his throne, the right-hand side of the Father, pleading for us, praying for us, interceding for us. God still does things now. The Holy Spirit is with us, still active. So give thanks for what God has done. Give thanks for what God is doing. Even the hidden things that we can't see. Even the things that God is doing behind the scenes. Give thanks for those things as well. And then prayer is also asking and listening as well. So we talk to God, we ask for things. God wants us to ask for things. And just a reminder of some of those words from Psalm 145, verses 18 and 19. It says, the Lord is near to all who call on him, to all who call on him in truth. So something about this that is, it understands the character of God and something about the will of God and what God wants for us. So it's not just, you know, asking for things that are going to, you know, our list of wants. Like, I want a new car, I want a new bike. It's not necessarily that. It's praying with the will of God. To all who call to him in truth, he fulfills the desires of those who fear him. You know, if we fear God, our desires are going to be different from someone who doesn't fear God. And so our desires are going to be in line with the will of God more and more. And he hears their cry and saves them. So God wants us to call to him. God wants us to bring our needs to him in prayer. God wants us to ask for things. You know, Jesus, in talking about the Holy Spirit in the Gospels, says that the Father gives the Holy Spirit to those who ask him. Why would he withhold something good from his children when they ask? So when we ask God for the Holy Spirit, he hears our prayer. God's desire is to give us good things according to his will and good purpose. And God knows all things. God knows the future. God knows what is best for us. God also knows ahead of time the pains and sufferings that we are going to have to go through. And some things that we do not understand, we simply have to leave them with God. But God wants us to continue to ask. We can take all our needs to him in prayer. But we also learn to listen. That if, as the psalm reminds us, if we are who call to him, we call to him in truth, then we need to know what that truth is. And we learn that truth through God's word in the scriptures. As we read the scriptures, as we listen to the Bible, then we learn more and more what God's will is for us. And we begin to hear God speaking to us through his word and through his spirit as well, as we read the word of God. We get to know who God is. I think lots and lots of people searching for God. People search in many different places trying to find God. If we want to get to know the God who created this universe, the one who oversees all things, the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, then we get to know him by reading the Bible. We get to know the character of God. And as we get to know God better, then our prayers begin to align more and more with what God desires for us. And that is so important as we learn to pray. And then the psalm finishes off with a word of praise. And it says, my mouth will speak in praise of the Lord. Let every creature praise his holy name forever and ever. You know, whenever we pray, we should end by reminding ourselves that God is still God. God is still over all. That we're reminded of who God is in everything. And yes, we have a list of things that we want God to do for us. We want God to do in this world. But we should always finish prayer by reminding ourselves who God is. And we see that at the end of the Lord's Prayer as well. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory for ever and ever. Amen. And so maybe today you're listening, you're used to praying all the time. Maybe for some listening today, this is all completely new. But maybe take one or two of these things and put them into practice. Maybe if there's some things maybe that you don't do, maybe you don't give thanks every day. Start giving thanks. Maybe prayer isn't a habit for you. Start trying to do it more regularly, maybe on a daily basis. Maybe in prayer, maybe you forget to give thanks for what God has already done in the past. Maybe that's something that you could start doing today. And as you add these little bits in, you're going to grow and develop in prayer. And that can only help and strengthen your relationship with God in these trying and difficult times. So please look out for our service next Sunday, the next few weeks. I'm going to be looking at the Jesus teaching on prayer and then the Lord's Prayer itself as well. So let's pray together. It would be a good thing to do, given we've been talking about prayer today. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we ask your blessing upon just what we've been thinking about today on the topic of prayer, that you would continue to teach us to pray. You know, the disciples of Jesus came to him and asked him, Lord, teach us to pray. And Lord, I pray that we would all have the humility to be willing to sit at your feet and continue to learn. To learn how to pray, to look at the prayers of the Bible, such as Psalm 145, and see what we can learn about prayer. And maybe things that we have forgotten about, maybe things that we are missing, that we would learn to put those things into practice, that prayer wouldn't just still be a theory or something that we imagine in our head, but something that we do each and every day. That through prayer, and especially in this season that is a trial for many people, that we would grow closer to you, that our relationship with you would be strengthened in every way, and that you would help us through these times with your peace and with your strength. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. We've come to the end of our time of worship today, and I just want to thank everyone who has joined us today. Now may the blessing of Almighty God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be with you all now and always. Amen. Take care and God bless.